Ladies and gentlemen, we will be landing shortly. To ensure your safety.
Here's a fun fact to think about if you're going to hop on a plane this summer.
Dollar for dollar, hour for hour, there's nothing else you can do or spend your money on which has a worse impact on the climate than flying.
We'll be hearing more from that guy in a second. The airline industry is trying to tackle this climate problem, and now France is doubling down. Officials this week announced a new tax on flights as part of the French government effort to fight climate change. Here's the world's Carolyn Beeler.
Elle s'appliquera à toutes les compagnies au départ de la France.
France's transport minister Elizabeth Borne announced the per-ticket tax on all flights originating in France. When it goes into effect next year, the tax is expected to raise about $200 million a year for improvements to greener transport options, things like local rail.
Elle sera progressive et représentera une contribution de 1,50 € par billet.
Borne says the tax will start at about $1.50 for economy flights within the EU and go up to $20 for business class tickets on flights leaving Europe. Not a whole lot.
It's an exceptionally low rate. In some ways, this is a bit of a drop in the ocean.
Andrew Murphy is with the Brussels-based nonprofit Transport and Environment.
It won't do much to deter flying, but we do think it's an important step by the French government. And if it's a part of a package which increases this tax over time, which starts mandating clean fuels, which starts investing in alternative means of transport, we think it can make ultimately a contribution.
Aviation is currently responsible for about 5% of the pollution that's warming our atmosphere. And in Europe, flights have increased a whopping 26% in the last 5 years.
And that makes it the fastest growing source of emissions in Europe. What we say here is that aviation is Europe's biggest climate failure.
Europe has started to make strides in reducing emissions from ground transport and buildings.
We're starting to see some small declines, but aviation emissions are continuing to grow rapidly.
Murphy says as more people realize that, public attitudes about flying, and to a small extent attitudes within the industry itself, are starting to change. Take Sweden's recent flight-shaming movement, for example, or this recent ad from the Dutch airline KLM.
We all have to fly every now and then.
It actually encourages us to fly less.
Do you always have to meet face-to-face? Could you take the train instead? Could you contribute by compensating your CO2 emissions or packing light?
When France's green flight tax goes into effect next year, it'll join similar taxes in Norway and Sweden. Aviation economist Jasper Farber says this new tax won't reduce the number of flights taken from France. It'll just slow down the increase in passenger numbers just a little bit.
Based on previous research, this French aviation tax will reduce demand by about 1% relative to the baseline of 5% growth per year.
But Farber argues there's a better way to tackle this problem. Unlike in the U.S., most airplane fuel in Europe is not taxed. And Farber says changing that would have a more direct impact on carbon emissions than a per-ticket tax.
It would have a bigger impact for several reasons. First of all, because it rewards airlines that invest in more efficient aircraft, and it reduces demand at the same time.
France is considering taxing jet fuel. So are the Netherlands and Sweden. Farber says it'd be even better if these countries also added an incentive to get airlines to switch to expensive, lower-carbon biofuels. Until that happens, the best option for cutting your carbon footprint while flying is just like that ad said, fly a little less. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.